Hello, this is Claire from HAR 658, the Internet, the Web and eHealth. This week, as you can see, is your reading week. This is a week for you to catch up on formative tasks and work for previous weeks and to have some time to do some reading, perhaps to prepare yourself for the assessed work. So there's no other content this week. There's no lectures. This week is purely for you to use your own time in your own way. I have given you on this page a few links just to get you thinking about where you might search for stuff to read that might help to prepare you for the assessment. I've given you a link to Star Plus, the library catalogue. Remember that Star Plus enables you to search within journals for individual articles, so that's really helpful as a distance learner. There's a link to Google Scholar, a really great source for academic content online. There's a link to eHealth Insider. That's a website that gathers news really about eHealth innovation, quite UK focused, but a useful source of inspiration and ideas. There's a link to PubGet. PubGet is a search engine for full text PDF articles in the life sciences. Obviously, life sciences isn't a perfect match for health informatics, but there'll certainly be some relevant stuff there. And like I say, it's searching for full text PDF, so useful as a distance learner. There's a link to the Padlet wall from Unit 4. For those of you that weren't able to post to it, just go in and have a look at the wall and see what content there is there. Mendeley, I've added a link to. It's a reference management database, but it's a public one. To search the content of Mendeley, you don't have to have an account. You don't have to be a Mendeley user. You don't need to log in. You can just search through all the academic articles that people have added to their own Mendeley account. So it's becoming quite a useful database all by itself. The Directory of Open Access Journals, I've added a link to that. Again, a fantastic way of searching within open access journals for the content inside them and knowing that everything you find there will be freely available online. eHealth News, I've added a link to. That's a European eHealth News portal. So its focus is similar to eHealth Insider, but broader. It's across all of Europe. And then lastly, a link to a YouTube search for eHealth. So this will just take you to videos on YouTube that have eHealth probably in their title or in their tags. Again, if you like watching videos or you like visual kind of content, again, it might be a useful springboard. But use this week as you want to. Search your own sources and places that you like to go to. I just wanted to give you a little kind of starting point, if you like, of resources that I think are useful in eHealth. We'll see you again in Unit 10. Unit 10 is brand new for this year. It's all about eHealth and mobile apps, and I'm really looking forward to Unit 10. There will be a recorded lecture for that week as well. So enjoy your reading week. Don't forget to also check the tweet feed that I keep on the homepage of the module, because there'll be lots of stuff there. But otherwise, from a beautifully sunny and blue sky day in Sheffield, goodbye from me.